Well, the market is up against it yet again, but at the same time, when looking at the past 13 years or so, up against it hasn't meant much at all, so long as the Fed continues to expand that balance sheet. Nevertheless, the higher stocks have run, the scarier the prospect of that reversal becomes. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And so, despite every expectation that stocks will get bought up yet again, there is this ugly feeling that everything could fall apart at any moment. This week, it's geopolitical risk that has been layered on top of other downside risks in the form of rising inflation, ongoing COVID fallout, and a more discouraging global growth outlook. And each one of these risks is pretty heavy in their own right. The US dollar has been racing higher amidst all of this fear and uncertainty, with the buck making fresh yearly highs against the Australian dollar, and very close to doing the same against the euro. Even the pound couldn't do anything on Tuesday, despite the very impressive looking UK employment report. We recommend keeping a close eye on those US equity futures on Wednesday, especially once we get closer to the US market open. If things continue in this direction, it won't be pretty, and investors will be quick to once again scream out to the Fed for more reassurance in the form of an even bigger balance sheet. As far as Wednesday's calendar goes, key standouts come in the form of an early RBNZ meeting, UK inflation, Eurozone construction output, Eurozone inflation, Canada inflation, US housing starts, US building permits, and the Fed minutes late in the day. That's all for now.